Blog Talk Radio.
This is the first time in our history that this ceremony has been held, as you've been told, on this west front of the Capitol. Standing here, one faces a magnificent vista opening up on this city's special beauty and history. At the end of this open mall are those shrines to the giants on whose shoulders we stand. Directly in front of me, a monument to a monumental man, George Washington, father of our country. A man of humility who came to greatness reluctantly. He led America out of revolutionary victory into infant nationhood. Off to one side, the stately memorial to Thomas Jefferson, a Declaration of Independence flames with his eloquence. And then beyond the reflecting pool, the dignified columns of the Lincoln Memorial. Whoever would understand in his heart the meaning of America will find it in the life of Abraham Lincoln. Beyond those monuments to heroism, is the Potomac River, and on the far shore, the sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. The crisis we're facing today does not require of us the kind of sacrifice that Martin Treptow and so many thousands of others were called upon to make. It does require, however, our best effort and our willingness to believe in ourselves and to believe in our capacity to perform great deeds, to believe that together, with God's help, we can and will resolve the problems which now confront us. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans. God bless you and thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome, listeners, to City on a Hill. We're so grateful that you've tuned in. It's been a long time. We have had quite a vacation, to say the least, but we're so grateful for this opportunity to speak with you again about some very important changes that's coming up. And, we are so grateful for the words that were shared by Ronald Reagan. And right now we are being joined by our dear friend, Ruth Bryant White from Breaking News Journal. Hi, Miss Ruthie, or Ruth White.
Oh, you are funny. You're going to be formal now, huh? Hello, everybody.
Oh, we're so grateful, Ruthie. You know, God has just brought you in our life.
My show is about the Child Conference, Taking Back Parental Authority. But if you don't mind, would you mind starting us off in prayer? You know, we have this tradition of doing what the Founding Fathers do, which is asking Almighty God. I think it's a very wise thing to do. I'm glad that you agree. So if you don't mind, start us off.
Amen. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you for the steps that you're ordering, and that we constantly look up to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, that we keep ourselves girded with your word, that we constantly are reminded that you are the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end, and that you are showing us what we need to do to stand in the gap for your children. You are showing us that we are your children, too. We may be adult children, but we're your children. But the little ones that you want us to protect and guide into righteousness, you are putting a major, major charge to us now. And we're just looking to you to bring all of these things to manifestation for that major conference coming in January called It's About the Child Conference in Houston, Texas. And I'm just praying, Lord Jesus, that you will open up the window of heaven blessing, that these children will see and know that there are people standing in the gap for them in so many different areas, so many different arenas, so many different genres. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that people all over this country will be listening to this program, and that they will get involved in what we're doing to stand in the gap for our children. And I pray also that whether it's the people in charge of the primaries, whether whatever, all the different groups, that we are able to get the candidates that you want to have at this conference, so we can have a successful live-streamed pay-per-view town hall meeting with the presidential candidates, so that the parents, the moms and dads of this country can ask the candidates the questions that would never see the light of day on any other media source. So I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving the vision to start Breaking News Journal and having Diana as my partner to work with all the groups in the country to get as many people to understand that we're on the cusp of a new day to be dawning about our children and for ourselves. And they've been struggling and stressing for many, many years. And now there is a breakthrough right at hand, and it's there for everybody to participate in. And we'll just talk more about it in a few minutes and everything, but we just give you praise and glory. I thank you that you, whatever our hands touch, prosper on good ground. And I mean health-wise as well, that all those who are ailment are healed from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, mentally, physically, and spiritually. In your name, we just give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Whew, thank you so much, Ruthie. And it's a privilege, really, to come to know you, and what you brought in to my understanding has just kind of, just really magnified the Lord's work. We started off really wanting to have a conference to stop Common Core. And my goodness, within the span of about a month, it's turned into something bigger than I think both you and I. We never dreamed it would get this big, but it is. It's not ours, though. It is a God movement, really, I think, to do what he had ordered to do in the very beginning, which is, he had put this structure called family. And it's to be honored, and it's to be, the rights of parents, that was uppermost. And, I love God's word, and I love what God says, that, he breathed life. We are different, Yeah, we love our pets, and I've got three dogs myself, and they're like family. We love them, and they're a gift from God, companionship and all sorts of other stuff. But, he didn't breathe life into them like he did man. We're different. And because we are different, we really have to care for one another differently. And I think one of the things that we're seeing right now is that man is In a way, being lowered in stature. But I guess that's what happens when you don't believe in the Word of God. You're just a goo from the ocean.
I think that's what happens when when you allow certain people to demean certain people and stuff like that. For instance, men, you know, in media or wherever you're talking, you know, men are the laughingstock of the world these days. You know, they're just, and they are the backbone, really, the structure that God laid aside. Now, of course, we know that Adam has something to do with the fact that we got all these problems because, you know, he was supposed to take charge, and then when he made a mistake, he blamed it on his wife, and then she blamed it on the serpent and everything else that happened. But we have to take those things back and put things in an orderly manner because our God operates in an orderly manner. And whether we're talking business, whether we're talking ministry, you know, counseling, you know, whatever it is, teaching, you know, our children and stuff like that, God does things in an orderly manner. And at the same time, you know, he deals with you where you are, you know. And I think that as people understand what we're talking about, it may sound like we're talking in code, but people, we're talking about this world actually changing, and we're talking about changing it through media. We're talking about changing it by giving you a choice, programs you want to watch, something where you don't have to worry about your children turning on the TV and seeing provocative things that you do not approve of, but you can't do anything about it. I approached Diana about a month and a half ago. I was calling her about business because God had shown me that we're fighting. The reason why it seems like we are fighting a losing battle, and I'm not talking only about Stop Common Core, Tea Party groups, pro-life groups, homeschool groups, and stuff like that. It seems like we've been fighting a losing battle. And one of the reasons why we've been losing a battle is because our children are on media. They're talking on their cell phones all day long. They're texting each other all day long, and they don't know how to cursive write anymore. They don't know how to think right. They're being told in school that they don't have to have the exact problem correct. And God is an absolute God. You cannot construct a building without absolute math. You can't create anything. You can't do fashion. You can't do anything without absolute math. And for a teacher or some instructor to tell you, oh, well, as long as you come across with a good reason why you came up with the wrong answer, we're going to pass you. We're in a real big situation of trouble right now. And that's kind of where we are. So what we're doing is we started Breaking News Journal. We started Breaking News Journal, 24/7 Breaking News in 2008, because I was the first 2008 presidential candidate before Hillary, Obama, or McCain. And I traveled the country and saw what people were fussing about. But the very people that were fussing about the news, I noticed, are still watching the same news that they're frustrated about. They know they're being lied to, but they don't have anything else to watch. So I started Breaking News Journal not to have anybody pontificate or anything like that, but just to be able to get 24/7 breaking news from Newsia, Associated Press, or whatever. And what has happened is that we started seeing on TV that, you know, people are trying to change the definition of the family and changing the definition of marriage. And the kids are seeing this on TV, and they're starting to accept it. And they're also being told that their parents and what their decisions and authority is about is no longer matters, that it's more important what the teacher tells them and what the instructions are coming down from the Department of Education. And then they're taking it even further by preschool kindergartners and stuff like that being taught. You know, and we've all heard the stories, you know, the perverted books and all those different things that they're indoctrinating these kids with. So God laid it on my heart to start Breaking News Journal TV channel so that we can have our own TV programs that we can produce, direct our own TV programs, because there are thousands of channels out there, and you know, and you got all your cable programs and all your dish networks and all that stuff, but you're seeing the same programs throughout all these different outlets. And the worst part is almost everybody in every household is paying for the very programs they don't want to see. They're paying for those digital networks and those cable networks to produce the perverted programs they don't want to see. So I got in contact with Diane, and I was talking to her about travel, because the same thing is happening in travel. We're traveling all over the place. We're speaking about Common Core, against Common Core, and all the pro-life movement and stuff, and everybody's going to Washington, D.C., and they're running all over the country. But they don't realize that harness that resource and put money back into what they want to do. So this is what God has had me doing. So now, you and I were talking, Diana. I was talking to her, Diana, on the phone, and we were talking about this stuff. And she said, "Ruthie, we need to do something for the children." And I'm saying, "Okay, that's kind of what I'm talking about." She said, "No, we need to do something for the children, a conference or something, you know, so that we can do something about that." And she said, "Breaking News Journal is just what we need, because the Stop Common Core and pro life groups, they don't have a voice. They get 4 or 5 seconds, and they're considered as protesters, and you know, they're considered as being old fogies, and they're considered that whatever they're talking about God, that was old-fashioned and then no longer exists and mean anything." And we have to say, hold on here. God's word never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we've got to do something about that. So what we're doing is we're going to have this conference in Houston, Texas. We're going to have a 3-day conference. We're going to have different events where we're talking about bullying and who the real bullies are, like Common Core, UNESCO, United Nations, our presidents, and all these radicals. And we're going to be talking about those things, and we're going to be talking about solutions. We're going to be talking about the bully in the room. We're going to be talking about the new genocide. You know what they're doing, having abortions as a contraceptive and destroying women's bodies, so that when they get ready to get married and have babies, they won't be able to have any. You know, so we don't know if people are test. I don't know what kind of people these are in Washington, D.C. They may be test tube babies, as far as I know, because they don't seem like real human beings at all, with compassion or with a heart or anything like that. And they surely don't think that our baby, our unborn baby, is a human being. So we are going to talk about all those different things. We want to have a national conversation with all the presidential candidates for 2016 to come to our town hall, a presidential town hall meeting, and answer questions. What are you doing to stand in the gap for our children? And other questions that are on the hearts and that are tugging at the hearts of moms and dads all over this country. And Diana has been on the front end. I mean, she has been working day in and day out, getting Tea Party leaders, pro-life group leaders, and people on board so that we can reach everyone. So I said all of that to say we're going to have this conference in Houston on January 29th through the 31st. We're going to have movies where people can see them in there by Pastor E. Ray Moore, Indoctrination and Escaping Common Core, the town hall meeting. And then we're going to have a brunch on that Sunday for those who stay over and everything. But there will be pay-per-view, live stream. Yes, it's going to cost, but it's going to cost a little bit. $10 for each event. If you take the whole package and see all those things that we're doing for the kids, we're going to have the children auditioning to have their own produce and host their own TV programs and things like that. And we're going to have now, thanks to Diana, a new learning channel for education, specifically for getting the kids back into learning real education, the Constitution, and things like that. So we're going to have the ubiquitous learning channel, which will be ULC. And we're adding that to what we already have, which is the almost free 99-cent channel, where you're going to see all your programs that we're developing and that we'll have on the channel, but they will be, you have to see the commercials. And then we'll have the kids channel, will be $1.99 a month. And then we'll have the Sustainable Men's channel so they can see their classic car programs and sports and clean things like that for $4.99. And then we'll have the commercial-free $9.99 channel. And I think with the 24/7 breaking news, and we're working that out right now, for the 24/7 breaking news on RSS feed with another partner, and we'll discuss that later once we confirm that. But we'll do that, and you know, and that'll probably be like $7.99 or $6.99, something like that, so that we can make sure we bring you 24/7 news, and you can choose what you want to see, stuff you know that you want to see. So we're going to do that. Now all of this is so that we can get our kids off of these cell phones, and so that they can learn things, they can learn their cursive writing again, they can learn creativity, they can do all kinds of things. So we're going to have exhibits, you know, and we're working out things with Legoland right now. And then also Mr. Art Williams, who has like a Mr. Rogers TV program that we're planning on having launched on the Breaking News Journal TV channel. And so there's so many wonderful good things that we're going to do. So you will be, everybody out there that has cable and dish and things, they probably will be saving a good 70% to 80% of what they're already paying now for their TV programs and stuff like that. And we're talking about launching on Roku, Google Chrome, Amazon Fire, but you know, you'll also be able to see the programs on your app phones, your iPads and your tablets and your laptops and your big screen TVs at home. So these events that we're talking about, for those who cannot make it, because it's going to be very limited on how many people can be there. We'll have media from all over the world, including Italy's World Cup main journalist and Luca Bucci. I'm sorry, I say his wrong name. Please forgive me, Luca. But we're going to have him come here, and then we're going to have Sports Addicts Radio, who's coming on TV with Icky Woods, former Cincinnati Bengals fullback player. And then we're going to do things with the kids, and we're going to have Lindsey Graswall, who's going to come and speak, and name some of all the other speakers. There's so many speakers that Diana has set up. She set up a major lineup of wonderful speakers, and I'm going to let her take it from here.
Oh, thanks, Ruthie. Oh, my God. Yes.
This has got to be a goddess. That's what we've been doing, Ruthie. You know, been saying, if we're dreaming, please don't wake us up, because it sounds so amazing, the people
that have been to speak in.
The website is aboutthechild.com, I-T-S, aboutthechild.com.
Excuse me, hold on a minute, Donnie. I think that you completely lost the audience. We can't hear you at all.
Oh.
Yeah, now you're there now.
I'm there now. Okay, let me say that again. Okay. I'm going to lose some of the speakers. There we go. I've got a brand new phone, folks. Sorry. Having to feel my way through this thing. Okay, I'll name some of the speakers that we have. We've got Dr. Karen Ephraim. She's a pediatrician, just awesome researcher, and she's a speaker. Her medical degree is from Johns Hopkins University, and her pediatric training is from the University of Minnesota. She's provided testimony for Congress on, you know, numerous pieces of major federal education, health, and early childhood legislation for congressional staff. And so she is just really an awesome, I think, just lady full of great information that I think parents need to hear. So there she is. Then we've got Joan Landis, who's a practicing psychotherapist, and she is another one of those that I kind of like. Dr. Karen Ephraim is just really full of great information. She really likes to study the neuroscience, the latest breakthroughs. And so she's going to be emphasizing really what are the scientific facts, you know, regarding what's being taught to the children, whether it's good or bad. So I think that's something every parent would want. You know, one of the things that we've been so angry about with Common Core is it was not proven. It was not tested. We were just told it was proven and tested, but facts have come out from the people that were in the development of it. These things were untested, unproven. And I can attest to that because, Ruthie, I remember looking at the date that my governor, Bob Riley, signed the agreement for us to accept Common Core. You know, it's when the Race to the Top program was being given. It was being given right around November, something like that, 2009, I think, the end of the year, when when our state legislature were not in session. And they only had till January 2010, I think, to sign it. You know, we're talking about just a few months. And, yeah, my governor, Bob Riley, his signature is on there, January, and I believe it was 2010, and the standards were not even published yet. I think the draft didn't come out until March, final, and the published, you know, the publication did not come out until June. So you tell me, how in the world can it even be tested when it wasn't even published? Anyway. So that right there, when people see the signature, I think, yeah, we know there's something else going on here, and it's not the truth. Okay. But anyway, there's the other speaker, Dr. Peg Luxick. She is a Pennsylvania teacher with over 35 years of experience, and she has fought outcome-based education before, and this is what this is. And so she can go and tell you what's happened in the past, what they're doing now, and she is very, very very good at describing what is going on with your students' tests, the assessments. She is an expert on this, and she will just wow you because she's going to tell you things you had no idea what's going on. So, you know, even just one speaker, Ruthie, would be worth it to listen to. But right there, you've got three so far. And then you've got Dr. Duke Pesta. Dr. Duke Pesta received his master's in Renaissance literature from John University, and his PhD in Shakespeare and Renaissance literature from Purdue. So he has taught at major research institutions, and he can tell you the left and right perspective on why they do not like Common Core. So he's great. He builds the case, and you could just put a stamp on it when he gets through. He's done. And then we've got K. Carl Smith. And K. Carl Smith, he's the best-selling author of The Frederick Douglass Republicans, The Movement to Reignite America's Passion for Liberty. Because really that's what is at stake in our education system. It is enslaving the future generation. When you take away the ability to become their very best, and that's what we're doing, these children are now going to be tested and put in a kind of a box. This is what they're good for, and it's being done at very young age. And, you know, that to me is enslavery. That's not letting that child become the best. We know with the story of Dr. Ben Carson, right, Ruthie, that, you know, you can be doing really bad when you're in elementary school, but yet you can grow up to be the first doctor neurosurgeon to successfully separate Siamese twins. This is the power of being in America. The land of possibilities, because God can answer the prayer of a mother, as in the case of Dr. Ben Carson, God told the mother to let your children read books, and the rest is history. But so we don't need to go ahead and put the little children in a box in elementary school, which is what it's going to start doing. And I think in eighth grade, they pretty much, you know, size them up and said, this is your track. They said, we don't want that. But anyway, there's Luca Bocci that you've already mentioned. Yes. Now, he's going to tell us about the socialist way. He's seen this happen before. So he's going to be very interesting because this is the most patriotic, un-American person I know.
Well, he's adopted an American. So.
He's not living in America, but he's the most patriotic. I mean, you know, I should really – he is a student – of history, and he loves American history. Let me put it that way. Alice Linehan is coming. She is politically active Texas mom, yes. And Alice has been fighting because Texas wasn't supposed to have Common Core. And but you know it's about control when even a Texas that said no is being forced in to them. And so she's going to tell you folks what you've got, and it's about control. So she's going to be there with us. Stephanie Bell, she is the Alabama State Board of Education member from Alabama, and people are going to just get a dose of reality also from Miss Stephanie Bell, because she's going to tell you that what you're being told by a lot of the mainstream media is not quite true. This is not a state-led. You know, we've been told this is all Common Core state-led. She will tell you the truth. She's been a board member since 1994, way before Common Core was forced it on us. So she knows what it's supposed to be in education and not supposed to be. And then we're going to have on, we're going to also have Troy Towns, who unfortunately had to experience Common Core at its worst hour, and that is when his daughter was made as part of her book report to read a book called Beloved, which in it, I hate to say the word bestiality, but yes, it did.
Happening
in the center of supposedly the Bible Belt, Montgomery, Alabama. And when he brought it up to the principal and to the teacher didn't respond, but did say to her class that just overlooked the graphic. I just overlooked that. You got to look at her writing style and all this. But anyway, the principal told him that this was the kind of, you know, rigorous stuff that they need. And, you know, and Troy has a good question, which is, what happened to all those good literature? You mean to tell me you cannot find something better than this trash? You know, he didn't say trash. That's what it is. So he has experienced it, Ruthie. So that's something parents across America is going to be hearing, is there's a man. And I think that's part of the problem, is people have heard so many good things from it that they don't get it. But they're going to get it on that day, because they're going to actually hear from people who have seen the work, who knows it is here, who has seen the harm it's done to their children, because it is harmful. A lot of this is age of inappropriate, and it is causing a lot of people, a lot of young people, to be stressed out, a lot of children being put on Ritalin, a lot of people being put on some kind of medicine just to even go to school. And, you know, everybody's different, but unfortunately some of the parts of this are really tragic. And this is where, you know, we've got to stop the harm. We have a picture that we posted, and people's posted all over the Internet, made it viral. And I think at that point she might have been 7 years old. It's a little girl that was trying to do homework, and her mother, who is a photographer, just laid her camera down and was testing the lighting or something, and what she saw was the worst picture. She saw her little daughter, who's a 4-year cancer survivor, stressed out about her little first grader kindergarten homework. That's not right. I've always
They don't care about the kids. This is not about human beings. They're not looking at our children as human beings. They're looking at making money off of them, making them robots, and totally destroying the foundation of our country and the foundation that people raise their children to be, so that they can grow up and be godly men and women, or at least have morals and standards of some type. What they're doing now, they're stripping away everything that we have that founded on this country, or that our biblical foundation. They're stripping away at everything, and we do not have a lot of time to get it restored, at least start changing the narrative here. And so that's why this conference is majorly important. That's why we have the channels that you guys can subscribe to, the live stream that we're talking about. It's really just pennies compared to what you guys are losing in so many ways, you know. And so it's time to work on those things, get those things going and stuff like that. And Diana, I know it will give you the website and everything in a minute, but what we need to do is we have to take charge of our country again. We have to take charge of our household, because these people are talking about every area that we have some kind of strength or have some kind of protection, from free speech to the Second Amendment, to the children's rights and whatever. You know, we're going to have on Breaking News Journal on Thursday, Angelique Clark, who was who was a 16-year-old girl who came up against the system of her school, and she's been on Fox News and all these different news programs all over the country talking about her situation. She's not only going to be at our conference, the youngest speaker at our conference, and it's about the child conference in Houston, Texas, but she is, you know, she is the youngest person I know of that stood her ground to have a pro-life club. And they didn't want to give her a pro-life club, but they wanted to have these so-called, and I say so-called, gay straight clubs and anything that they feel is not going to be threatening, any kind of other kind of club you can think of, you could have. But they didn't want to have a pro-life club, and she fought that. And thank God for the Thomas More Society in Chicago, Illinois. They took on the case. She won her case, and we need to start fighting back in ways that we never thought we would have to. We've been a spoiled country and a spoiled nation, but we've been supplying the very people that we don't like, and we don't like what they're doing to us. We've been supplying them. We've been supplying them in media and everything else we've been doing. We've got to change all of that. And so that's why, you know, that's why we're doing the event that we're doing. So we're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about the kids. They are the ones, your children are the ones we have to stand in the gap for. And we are asking you, as the moms and dads out there who will be listening at this program, to tell all your friends, to tell your families, and get these the channels, and give them as Christmas gifts to your friends and your family members, and Thanksgiving and graduation gifts and birthday gifts. It's time now to stop messing around, and let's take our country back. And this is one of the major ways we're going to be able to turn things around.
Indeed, Ruthie, I think it's going to be key. You know, I think whoever controls the media, unfortunately, controls the country. Because, you know, I think the beginning of this nation, media in this country was really the truth teller. You know, they had their committees of correspondence. But today, unfortunately, it's a lot like what it used to be. I hate to say it. It's a propaganda machine. I mean, have you ever wondered why you're not hearing a lot more news about what ISIS is doing to Christians? You know, you ever wondered why we're not hearing more things about what's going on in Israel? But, you know, we'll hear a lot of stuff about a lion who needs some dental work. You know, and yeah, that might be good, you know. But, you know, you need a little bit of that, not what it's been. I mean, when you had more coverage on that than on a baby that's being torn apart, you know, that had a longer life, something is very wrong. And I think it's a sickness because we're letting it keep on. It's almost like we're mesmerized.
we are being mesmerized,
you know. We're under control. It's all about control.
We're sitting there like a bunch of robots.
Under control.
We're sitting there. Tell me about it. We're sitting there looking at this stuff happen, and we just, it's like we're in a trance or something. You know what I'm saying? And we can't really get out of it. Well, we're going to get you out of that trance if you're willing to take this journey with us. You know what I'm saying? And let's move this country toward a better society. But it's going to take all of us working together. It's going to take all of us. And this is what we're doing in Breaking News Journal. We're developing all kind of programs for you: cooking, truckers, you know, classic cars, you know, education, fashion, you know. And Diana's going to be cooking, and Diana's going to have a program that we're launching in Houston, a two-hour special that's like The View, called The Ladies of City on a Hill. And we want you guys to be a part of that, and participate in that. Let's get this program going. If you're a big money pocket person and you want to sponsor some programs and sponsor Ladies of City on a Hill, you know, get in contact with us. You know, there's information on the website. It's www.itsaboutthechild.com. You know, you can sign in there and make some comments. If you have resources you want to donate or contribute to it so that we can do the programs that are vitally important, especially like the one, the Constitution Hour with the Foundation for Moral of Moral, and I get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Moral Law.
I
was going to say Moral Society, girl. I was going to say Moral Society. I knew I was going down the wrong way. You know, you know, that kind of thing with Judge Moore. And everybody loves Judge Moore, everybody from Alabama, the one that stood up for the Ten Commandments, at, you know, and monument and stuff like that. We need to, they're working with us so that we can, you know, have his program come out. And so we have more information about that later. But we talked to Karen Bracken out of Tennessee. She's a commissioner out of Tennessee, and she's working with us and to get people to come to the conference or support the conference. We need every bit of everybody to get involved in what's going on. And I'll tell you something. We're talking about this, our children being destroyed. You know, not only the children, educators are being destroyed. You know, my husband was, as everyone knows, my husband was an educator and he was working with Sylvan Learning Center for years. He was the best educator around. He's won awards from the Southern Nevada College here and outstanding educator and everything. And, you know, he told them he was not going to teach kids Common Core. Their parents are paying a lot of money for them to come in there, and he was not going to teach it. But the one thing the parents did not know is that the Sylvan Learning Center and a lot of other education centers that are tutoring service centers around this country have accepted the money from the federal government, which means they are mandated to teach Common Core. So a mom and dad who's paying a lot of money for their kids to be taught think that they're getting their kids a better education when they are going from the frying pan into the fire. We've got to stop all of that. So my husband, he lost his contract, and that means our livelihood. So we're believing God for him to restore all of that with his math suit for scared people that's on Teachers Pay Teachers. And if you want to know more about the article that was written about him on Breaking News Journal, you can just go to www.breakingnewsjournal.net. Again, www.breakingnewsjournal.net. And then go to look at the editor's page and read the article about him. And it's like accolades don't mean a thing if you're not dancing to the tune that they want you to dance to. So, you know, any support that you guys can give, get the curriculums, homeschoolers. We can even have parents who have kids in public school. Diana, this goes right to what you were talking about. We can't always reach the kids that have come home from home to be homeschooled. So we can have if we can get the parents the information about the referrals list for all the professionals that have curriculums that are out there, we can reach them that way and let them know that there's a way for their children to have the right information when they get out of school. And we also can teach the kids, and Professor White is working on this now for the TV channel, for the Learning Channel, and stuff like that is a way so the kids can understand that what they are being taught is a game, that what they are doing is they're trying to destroy their minds, and that what they needed to do is take control of that. And he's working on the strategy on how to be able to talk to the kids about that. And actually he already has a strategy because he's taught this way for many, many years. And that's why he's one of he's been requested by parents. There people saying, I want my children in Professor White's class. I you know, and all that. For years he's been that kind of educator. And then they would do this to him. And the reason why he got his contract terminated is because now they can implement the Common Core standards, and the educators that are there are going to be mandated to do it, and there's nobody to stand in the gap for the kids there.
Wow, we do need more professors like Professor White. And I think, Ruthie, you know, for such a time as this, that's one of the things, as more parents are standing up, we're going to be praying that more teachers will stand up. I know that there's a group, Christian Education Association International, CEAI, is a Christian organization that is a help to teachers. It's like a teachers union. And
yes,
they have $2 million worth of legal representation. And
wow.
So I think that's something probably more teachers, I think, you know, I've heard that they're going to them is increasing. And I think
that, you know, teachers, they have children to take care of, families to feed. And I think this is an avenue worth looking into, because one of the things that really we're probably going to see more of is that the older teachers are going to be replaced with the younger teachers. And I'm hearing, you know, Teach for America.
Yep.
A lot of them
yep.
are going to be replaced for Teach for America. So a lot of the teachers, you know, they're going to see within 3 years a sea change. And a lot of them our state, in Alabama, they're going to see that their evaluation is going to be based on how that child did well in their test. And unfortunately, you know, that test is sad, very, very bad.
It's corrupt as the law that it came from. It's just as corrupt as the law that it came from. And I wouldn't have ever thought, Diana, that teachers or administrators would just turn a blind eye and let our children be destroyed. I wouldn't have ever thought it in a million years and I think that's the reason why so many parents can't believe what's going on, but they're starting to understand what's going on, and now they're starting to get very angry about what's going on. But what can they do if they are working a regular job? So we've got to do so many things. We have to reach the parents where they are so we can reach the children where they are. And if we can do anything to infiltrate, And to make sure that we take our children back however we're doing it. Because you can say minister to the child in the school, but the teachers in the schools are not allowed to say anything encouraging. They are not allowed to let the child be an individual and to be creative any longer. So you cannot be a light in the midst of darkness if you can't open your mouth and be that light.
Oh, indeed. And so there's pressure everywhere. And I think one of the things that a lot of people have been passing around, Ruthie, is something with David Coleman. Really, if you Google the name David Coleman, like in Coleman Lantern, you'll find that he is the one that they really give credit to really developing the Common Core. And he is not the person that you need developing Common Core. But, you know, he says on a video that's went viral is that, you know, that you cannot keep the teachers from having to teach to the test. You know, they say it's just standards. It's more than standards. And, know, and they've got the teacher. They've got the teacher. The teacher will be forced to teach. So they've got it where it hurts, and it's in the test. So, anyway, I think our teachers all over, including Alabama, is going to feel that pressure this year. And unfortunately, they're going to pass it on to the students, because the young teachers, they're not going to want to, you know, do badly on their evaluation. They need that job. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can't help but think of the scripture, though, that says it's better to hang a millstone around your neck and be thrown to the depth of the sea than to leave the little ones to stumble. And let's face you know, there's a lot of things they're trying to get the children to see and respect as that sinful. And we're talking about homosexuality. You know, that's a lot of that going on. And so I think the teachers are going to have to decide who are they going to serve. And if they speak up, I believe, you know, it's kind of like we forget that we've been down this road before. And I think about slavery. You know, that was an unjust law. That was not a law that was worth following. And know, it almost destroyed this nation. And I think we got to get back to reminding ourselves, you know, there are things, unfortunately, that, you know, God holds up before our eyes. And we will destroy ourselves, I think, if we do not protect these children. We've got to get some a sense back into that fear of God. I don't know, that's how this mission began, you know. George Washington knelt on his knees, bowed his head, and asked God for help.
Amen.
And now people act like, oh, that's just a crutch. Well, wait a second, you wouldn't have the blessing of freedom if it wasn't for a man like him and many others bending their knees in humility and asking the only one that could make a difference. I mean, they're going against the most powerful country on the planet at that time, which was Great Britain. They had no chance. So, we want to remember that, you know, we have a chance with God.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, I was, you know, as we were talking, I was thinking, It's like when we get ready, after we do this conference and we start working on doing the tour across the country and hitting the central cities and different places to be able to reach the children and the communities and stuff like that, parents, you're going to be responsible for a lot of things that you have to do to take the country back, but we're going to try to help you. That's why we're gonna come bring that bus right on into those different cities and stuff, and pray that you come out, and pray that your children come out, and pray that we can get it, let you guys know what's going on and what we can do to change our society so that these kids can have hope, you know, so that they don't feel that no one cares anything about them, because we do care. We're here. And we're standing in the gap, and we're doing everything that we possibly can. And we need the parents to know that if you need help, we can do everything we possibly can to try to help you in any way that we possibly can. You know what I'm saying? And let's get these things done. And then we're going to do some bold stuff. You know, we're going to go around there. We're going to try to get thousands upon thousands of people to pray around the United Nations and also around these pro-abortion clinics and the big ones, the Planned Parenthoods in the central cities, and it's going to take the moms and dads in the community to stand up for their community and let those walls of Jericho fall.
There you go. There you go. Well, I think, you know, we've gotten to this time when we've tried everything else, and parents are overwhelmed, teachers are overwhelmed. We really, you know, I think a lot of people have tried just about everything known, you know.
Tell me about it.
I think it's time to try God. Not
there
try
you
God,
go.
But it's time to trust God, because
well,
he is
true.
A difference maker. He's the one that's made us all beneficiaries of this, you know, living in such a great nation. And he did tell us to choose wisely, to choose men that fear God. And I think that's what's missing with our Congress. That's what's missing in all parts of our government. You know, we no longer have men, for the most part, that fear God. And so when they don't fear God, they don't mind throwing us under the bus. And so that's what a lot of parents feel like. That's what a lot of teachers I know probably feels like, but they're too afraid to speak up. But I think when we stand in the truth, truth is powerful. And Ruthie, I love the words of Jefferson. And I don't know that I can quote it. It's that, you know, the only enemy of error is really lack of debate. And that's what's been going on, folks. You know, Common Core, you barely hear a snippet on it. All the channels, all the networks should have been talking about this for the past 4 years and, you know, and really just flushing out all the parts that parents have a problem with. And they haven't done a good job. It's been barely touched.
Well, because they're being paid by the very people that are helping to promote Common Core. And when you got big money behind you like Bill Gates and George Soros and people like that, you know, they put their money in many different places. And people that are changing the names of Common Core to say different kinds of things, don't you buy it. Know the foundation.
Oh, that's a good point, Ruthie. If it's got Common Core on it, it's bad. And, you know, if you're having a problem with your child's math and you're trying to figure out what's Common Core, that should tell you it's a problem. That is Common Core's greatest example. That's highly visible. Is that, you know, in developmentally inappropriate math. And more people are finding out about it. I saw a video. It's a really good video from Texas where this father went to the state board, you know, and and I think the state board member finally got it. He says, you know, when I want the kids to get the good math, the kind that, you know, when you want to land on a runway, they're not having to estimate.
Yeah,
look, that can kill you.
Yeah, hello.
You know, we can laugh about it, but, you know, years from now when these children are having, we're needing professionals, we're needing engineers, what you're going to find if you don't get rid of this is you're not going to find those engineers in this country. We're in big trouble when we don't have our own engineers.
We're in big trouble.
We don't want to be at the mercy of, you know, of other people that do not love this nation like we do to protect it. So, y'all, it's really not just for the children.
No.
It's about us. It's about all of us.
It is.
Because we will lose a nation. If we do not get a handle of what's going on in our schools, we're going to lose a nation. And we're going to lose souls. I just saw something really.
Yes.
ABC Family, you know, you're watching little kids' cartoons. All of a sudden, there's a promotion for something called The Medium, and you think, what? And sure enough, I looked it up. The bio on it is about a girl who is a spiritist. She talks to the spirit. They're not even promoting. They're not even acting. They are. And so that just tells you that evil is now being called good because she's supposedly helping them. And, you know, and the Bible talks very, you know, clearly. This is like a curse.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to have anything to do with these people. And yet these children are going to be made to see that that's good. You need to consult with a medium because they'll help you with your love life.
What they need to do is look at the book of Daniel. They need to look at what God said about that kind of stuff. You know, the zodiacs and all this different kind of spirit, opening the doors to spiritual wickedness. Well, they don't understand what's going on here, and so they think it's okay. And they always package everything into a nice package with a bow on top and with ice cream and cherries and everything else on top to make you think it's good. You do not need to go down that road. You know, we need to take the road less traveled.
Oh, yes. And so, well, we've got to that time, Ruthie, when we got to go pray at the end of this. You know, we've told you folks all the problems, and we've told you, really, we've given you a vision for the solution. But, you know, it's like God's gift. That gift, you know, it's not of any good unless you partake of that gift. So we are asking you to partner with us and stand in the gap. Because we cannot help your child unless you want to help that child yourself. So you're going to have to do your homework, something, unfortunately, that many of our educators are not looking at both sides. They're just going down the road of what they're being told. And, you know, they got to go past that because that child is at stake here. Somebody has got to realize these are children needing protection. I need to learn the truth. We pray that the teachers will do their homework. Principals will do their homework. Superintendents will do their homework, and they'll remember that there's a God in heaven that can protect them when they stand on his side. That's all that really matters, right, Ruthie? Because, you know, this world is fleeting. I mean, nothing is set in stone, but that God, you know, he will never leave you nor forsake you, he says. So you can go to him. You can count on him. You can ask him for help. And, yeah, he's not a liar. So, you know, and the Founding Fathers knew that, and that used to be the popular thing until things had been turned upside down, and now where are we at? You know, our children are self-destroying. I mean, they're destroying each other. Our nation is to that point of self-destruction. So we got to go back. We need to look at what worked. And simply put, God didn't make it hard. He even gave us a book. He gave us the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. So
he sure did.
Okay, it's time for us to start reading it again. Start reading what worked
honey,
for the men.
You know, and that's why you know, and that's why we, you know, I pray that everyone who's listening to this, make sure you pass this audio around to everyone because Diana has been working day and night. You know, and thank God for her husband, Jimmy, and other people that she's been working with. She's leaving to go to a conference. In another city, you know, to be able to work on getting everybody to know about this conference is very, very important. This is not just a normal conference, people. It's about the child conference. It is not like any other conference, and it's time now for us to band together and use all of the gifts that God has given to us. Let the children know that we care and love for them. Let the candidates know that the parents are serious about protecting their children and that we're no longer going to sit by and allow these people, whoever they are, candidates, ministers, whoever, who are not teaching our children, who are not giving the right instruction, we're not going to let that happen anymore. We're going to have to take matters into our own hands. Let's do it. Go to www.itsaboutthechild.com. Register. Tell your mother and father and everybody to give for Christmas gifts and graduation. If you can't be there because the space is very limited, so register now. Get your hotel room and get ready to go to the event. And then you know, if you can't be there, you know, have your, you know, go do the pay per view and watch it at home in your bed. You know, let's just make sure everything that you do to support us, whether you're buying T-shirts or everything else, anything else that we're going to be putting up on the site, you're helping us to be able to get the channel started, and you're helping us to be able to develop and produce programs so that we can immediately get information out there to the families, to the educators, to the world.
Yes, and this is really, truly, Ruthie, what you're giving is a gift from God. So we're going to ask God for help that all, you know, people will understand and get a hold of the vision. It's time to free the children, and it starts with us. So let's give it to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are Lord of this nation. You are Lord over us. And, Lord, you said for us, come boldly to the throne of grace. So we ask that you give people wisdom. And that, Lord, they would take what they heard and they would use it, Lord, to defend their child. We ask for you to bless them, shine your face upon them. We thank you, Lord, and we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Wow. It has been a pleasure, Diana. It's been a pleasure being
here.
It's been a while.
Yes, God is good. We've got work to do. And
sure,
listeners,
do.
You're part of the process. It takes all of us. We are blessed to be living in this nation. To whom much is given, much is required. So start by, you know, sharing this information, going to the website, itsaboutthechild.com, and help us promote this. We thank you. God bless you,
thank
and
you.
Goodbye.
God bless you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.